The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus proposed another parable to the crowds, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Now, we all know the problem we have at times with weeds, and there's no point sometimes normally in saying where they come from, because they seem to come from nowhere. But in the Gospel today, they seem to blame it on an enemy. And for the time as far back as you can remember, when you were a child or a little boy or a little girl, you were told all about sin and how you had to get rid of all your sins and cut them out, so to speak. The whole emphasis seemed to be on sin. And so it looked as if the main work of the church was dealing with sin. We all became very, very conscious of sin in our lives, perhaps over-conscious of sin in our lives, to the detriment of the mercy and the goodness and the compassion and the forgiveness of the Lord. Here in the Gospel this evening, the Lord points out to us a whole different way of dealing with the weeds in our life, or maybe we could also call them sin, or faults, or failings. So what did the Lord say about the weeds and the faults and the failings that we have? Well, he said, in other words, as the master said to the slaves, let them grow together, because if you go pulling out the weeds, you may pull out the good seed too, you may pull out the wheat. So we all are, therefore, a mixed bag of weeds and I was talking about how we're all a mixed bag, really, speaking of weeds and wheat. And through our sin and being aware of our sin, now I'm not saying for one moment that sin is okay and we needn't worry about it and that we can do what we like. No, not at all. But being aware of our sins and conscious of our failings and thereby seeking God's mercy and God's forgiveness, we become stronger and better people. So sin in our lives is something very, very, very important. Now, you may be scandalized or shocked at me saying that, but but they are. To be aware of our failings, to be conscious of our failings. Why do I say they are important? Because you always have to begin with oneself. So I have to begin with myself. I got to look at the weeds in my life. And when I become conscious of the weeds in my life, I'm going to have more compassion towards myself. I'm going to have to seek for forgiveness, admit to God that I was wrong in doing that or doing this, and thereby I'm going to become less judgmental and more compassionate towards you and towards other people. So it works first of all for me and then for my relations with other people. And I just want to finish off by mentioning two things, really. I often read, and I'm very interested in a wonderful mystic that lived in the 13th century, Julian of Norwich. And Julian had a lovely saying that she often spoke about. And her saying was, first there's the fall, and then there's the recovery from the fall, and then there's the mercy and forgiveness of the Lord. So first of all, there's the fall, and then the recovery from the fall, and then the mercy and forgiveness of God, of the Lord. When it comes to judgment, I do know I would much prefer to be judged by God than by you or anybody else. Not saying that you are not nice people, but if I make a mistake or people can be very critical and very condemning, as they are of you at times, and probably sometimes not very forgiving, and remembering that for maybe a long, long time to come. It's amazing the memory we have when it comes to the faults of other people. We don't seem to forget. Well, God is not like that. And so that's why I'd say I would much prefer to be judged by God than by anybody else, because I know I would be judged with understanding, compassion, and ultimately forgiveness.